Maseches Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah, Zion, 6-7. In the previous Mishnah, we had said that if there's a sufficient amount in the sheaf, namely two saw, so then it can't be shecha. This Mishnah teaches, not only is there a similar obligation of shecha when it comes to kama is standing grain, that is to say there's a prohibition of going back to get standing grain if one overlooked it when he was harvesting it the first time, but that the same, or at least a similar exemption applies, that if there is two sa'ah worth of grain left as standing grain, then it can't become shecha because it's too large. The source for the rule that there is a din of shecha when it comes to kama, standing grain, is based on a pasuk. The bartender brings it, it's Devarim Chavdar Pasuk Yotes, when it says, V'shachachta omer b'sadeh, mentioning a sadeh, a field for a second superfluous time, telling you there's another kind of shecha in the field, which is standing grain, prior to harvesting, reaping it, and bundling it. One can't go back for it, unless, of course, the quantity, as the Mishnah says here, is a saim is two sa'ah worth of grain. Again, a sa'ah is approximately 12 liters. Think of it as a six-pack of two-liter bottles. So a sign would be 2 6-packs of two-liter bottles in volume. So the Mishnah says, Kama sheyesh ba sasayim u'shechacha. If you have standing grain, and the total volume, the yield of the grain that would come if you reaped and threshed and winnowed and got the kernels of grain from this standing grain, the ears of standing grain, would add up in total to sasayim, to sa, it's called 24 liters, eino shecha, then it doesn't have a din of shecha, meaning you overlooked it, but you may go back and get it. There's no prohibition against going back a second time and harvesting that standing grain. If ein ba sasayim aval hi ro'i la'aso sasayim, the Mishnah says, the truth is you don't need to have actual kernels adding up to volume of two sa. If the amount of standing grain, that amount of, you know, stalks, ears of grain, should, in a normal healthy year, it would have produced sasayim, two saw of grain kernels. However, because of some bad weather, etc., so this year's crop has sort of shriveled up tiny, unsatisfactory kernels. So then you can consider it as if it had been fully and properly grown in making your calculations. So in other words, if for argument's sake, it's 100 square feet worth of grain that produces two saw, whatever the number is, so then it doesn't matter if this particular grain didn't grow properly. It would be that amount of, you know, that amount of grain, that many stalks, etc. So the Mishnah says, "Ein basa saim, aval hi ro'i la'asos tasaim." If it actually couldn't produce two saw of grain, but it should have, it could have, in potential, had it grown properly, afilu hi shel tofach. Even if the kernels, in this case, we're talking about barley, so the barley kernels are tiny, tiny, like some kind of a bean called a tofach. The Bartender translated as the Arabic word jilabon, but I don't know what it actually is. Also translated as grass pea. There are other pshatim also. In any case, if it's tiny and shoveled up like one of those things, roan osa ki'ilu hi anava shel sa'orim. You look at those stalks with the shriveled up, pathetic, tiny kernels as if they had thick, plump kernels of sa'orim, as sa'orim as barley should be. So the proper understanding of this Mishnah, actually the Bartender speaks it out here because it's so misleading. We're not talking about tofach. We're not talking about grass pea that's growing in the field. We're talking specifically about barley. But the barley didn't grow properly. And the barley is so shriveled up. The barley corns are so shriveled up. It's as if they're these tiny tofach seeds. Then you look at what's actually there in terms of the ears of grain as if they were plump, well-developed barley stalks. And the same idea would apply if it were wheat, then it would be what wheat would produce, etc. So the proper reading, again, in the Mishnah, I'm saying it one more time because it's confusing. It says, Ein basasayim aval hi ro'i la'asos asayim. If it doesn't actually have two saw, but it, in potential, could have and should have, if it were grown properly, afilu hi shel tofach. The words literally mean, even if it is tofach, small shriveled up seeds, like a grass pea or whatever it is, but the understanding the Bartender speaks out is, it's barley, but they are tiny as if they were tofach. They're the size of tofach. Roan osa, you look at that barley, ki'ilu hi anava shel sa'orim. Again, literally means you look at it as if it were as plump as barley, but the proper reading is look at this barley as if it were as plump as barley could and should be. That's the pshat in the Mishnah.